See, I think the heart of the movie, unfortunately, it turned out not to be Jake, but it's Ruffalo. I really feel like, if the strings was the context for murder and sadness and all that stuff and the loss, and then to do something with a trumpet or a French horn or whatever for Ruffalo, and then do, because the piano as a Jake thing, you know what I mean? So you can almost like take an instrument for a character and go, because I just feel like there's something, there's such dignity to that. There's like this kind of, you know, it always seems like, you know, it's you know, Claude Rains, you know, being tied to a stake and shot, you know, or something. You know, it has that sort of feeling of like a guy going down with dignity, and I really want to.
Which is a lot about who Ruffalo's character is, and also that he's in.
Or it's Alan Guinness at the end of, you know, Bridge on the River Kwai. It's like, you know, as failed and as much as he fucked up, he tried, you know, and he wears that. I love that. I love that sound.
Once you've established that, it can be used against a harder texture when you wanted to develop something. Just start going and cut.
That's why I was saying noir. Maybe it was just too much, but what you just improvised just now seemed like you pulled that back a little bit.
Well, that's the advantage, but if we've agreed that basic harmonic world and rhythmic world is right for a place, and then
your rhythm,
we put it right next to the picture as we respond and talk about, well, it's a little too much, because, you know, I will never catch up to you, or it'll take a while on your understanding of the emotional nooks and crannies of the picture, so I'm just taking pot shots. And a lot of this was written, all of it was written before I saw the movie.
Well, you sure have done a lot in a few days.
Well, the question is,
more than we have,
did I do something that's
right? No, there's a lot of interesting stuff.
It isn't about quantity, it's about quality. So.